Everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, here with Sherry Gould, just back from where?
World Parkinson's Congress, WPC, in Barcelona.
In Barcelona. So you were there. I was there. Chris Buescher, our executive director, was there. Lisa Evans, one of our board members, was there. But you went as in a different situation. So first of all, tell us about the three constituencies who are at this Congress.
So it's a very unique Congress in terms of bringing together the patient population of people with Parkinson's, researchers in the field from around the world, and physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, clinicians that work in the field with Parkinson's disease patients.
Yeah, so Chris and Lisa were going to lectures in the convention part. I was manning a booth for the Parkinson's Association Mentor Program, but you went as a clinician. So what was your experience like?
You know, it's pretty incredible to listen to all disciplines. You know, presentations were given by other very, very well-known physicians around the world that have been working in the area of Parkinson's disease. But my experience has been just what is most current in terms of exercise and nutrition and alternative treatments for people with Parkinson's disease. You know, the research as far as stem cell research and gene therapy and new medications that are coming on the market, et cetera. So one begins to realize when you get all these people and this level of knowledge together, how much is happening in the world of Parkinson's in terms of increasing the toolbox, the number of things that we have at our disposal to help our patients with Parkinson's disease.
So the takeaway was what's new, and spending the week with me and Chris and Lisa, what do you think they were able to get out of it?
I think it's that sense of incredible community that there were literally a couple thousand people there that are all committed to finding improvement in treatments for Parkinson's disease or finding an end to Parkinson's disease. So I think the community, the sense of community, what the Parkinson's Disease Association and certainly the booth in terms of the mentor program was able to give to the world was, again, another step in allowing support, mutual support in this case, of patients mentoring other patients that already have Parkinson's disease, and whatever country they may be in, setting up other mentor programs around our world where patients can talk to patients, where caregivers of patients with Parkinson's can talk to other caregivers, to give them that kind of support, to reach out and feel like community, like people are not just alone on this planet dealing with Parkinson's disease.
It was a very, very cool Congress. They generally run it every 3 years. We're hearing because of the delay from COVID, they might run one in 2 years. It's been in Japan, in Portland, in Montreal. It's been all over the world. This one, of course, was in Barcelona. And we'll see what happens in either 2 or 3 years when the next one is. And we encourage everybody dealing with Parkinson's to go to this Congress, right?
Absolutely. There's nothing to lose and only things to gain in terms of connections and new knowledge and hope for the future.
All right. Sherry Gould, nurse practitioner, thank you so much for your time. And we'll see you at the next Congress in a couple of years.
Absolutely. You got it.